He showed her how to use a key hidden by the gate to open a small pool area. Pool toys hanging on the wall, a small sink, and refrigerator. She should feel free, Nicholas said, to take anything she needed. All this abundance was its own intoxicant. She changed into her pink two-piece that still smelled of chlorine. She drank a Corona and 3 mini bottles of water from the refrigerator, then spent 10 zoned-out minutes covering her body with sunscreen from an amber tube, sunscreen that smelled woodsy and expensive. She felt vaguely turned on, her skin sliding around under her hands, newly aware of her swimsuit, pressing her crotch. She put the sunscreen in her bag. A party favor, useful for later. Like her new sunglasses. She found a pair in a bowl on the living room table when she'd gone inside to pee. Big tortoise shells, whose green lenses sharpened the world into shockingly precise detail. 4 days until Labor Day. It seemed like a long time. Enough that she didn't worry too much about what exactly might happen between now and then. Her skin glistened in the sun. Her hands were slick from the sunscreen. And when she dipped her legs in the hot tub, she saw a veil of oil start to spread, a rainbow radiating from her skin. She was dirtying the water, sand sparkling on the steps. But so what? Someone would just clean everything again. Sit with me, Alex called the next time Nicholas passed. Please? She was a little drunk, even off one beer. She swallowed a burp. She pushed the sunglasses up on her forehead. How is it? Nicholas said. Want me to turn on the jets? Hard to gauge whether he was annoyed or not, having to deal with the needs of this person who did not employ him. Come sit with me, Alex said. Please. She patted the warm stone beside her. I'm lonely. I've still got to do a few things. Nicholas cocked his head.